Did Bob Dylan just say fuck Christmas?
God, no, he didn't say fuck Christmas. God damn it. Start the goddamn
Christmas. Fuck Christmas.
Oh my God, he didn't say it. Start the goddamn show.
Fuck Christmas.
Evil in my dreams.
All hail the rise of Satan.
Start the show.
Pagan holiday.
Oh my God, you're the worst.
Fuck Christmas. Love Satan.
He said, I won't be home. Fuck Christmas. That's what he said.
Then here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 149 of the 8-Bit Geek. You know, most believe that the 8-Bit Geek was created in a galaxy far, far away. And if you listen to Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke Skywalker, and Han Solo, it's true. All of it. We are the Jedi. I'm Jeremy, and with me are two men who absolutely hated The Force Awakens and made sure to post spoilers on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah, you know, I posted some spoilers. So I'm Doug. That's me. I'm the one who posted the spoilers.
Hey, remember last week when we almost named our show a huge spoiler?
Yeah.
We will talk about Star Wars, but we will not post any or talk about any spoilers. If you want that, you can see our full review over on 8-Bit Bits. You can see it on our website. But yes, we did post. We didn't know what was happening. It was a thought. It was a guess. And we named it that. And then I texted these guys and I was like, hey, do you think I should change it? And then both of you were like, fuck yes.
Yeah, we're like, the internet is a fickle friend.
I was almost like, nah, don't worry about it. No one's going to care. You know, and then it was like, I think we had a tweet that went out with the original title. And it was like, and then that was Tuesday. And then like Saturday, we got like, so we tweeted at us and we're like, hey, is that a spoiler?
And then we're like,
Oh shit!
We forgot to take it down.
No, it's just a guess. No, look. This was posted on Tuesday. We hadn't seen the movie yet. It was just a guess, speculating what's going to happen. We have no idea.
We're sorry.
Oh shit! Sorry about that.
But once again, 8-Bit Geek calls the fucking future.
We've done it 2 years in a row. We called. We pretty much created the newest Jurassic Park.
Yep.
Movie. And then we created Star Wars. And then last week we created another movie, and we pretty much had to copyright it. I forgot. I'd have to listen to last week, but I know we did something. We created something special.
Yeah. We created something.
So Ryan says that apparently the title was still labeled that on something.
Probably on the tweet.
Yeah, it was on the tweet.
I guess. Was it? I mean, I guess that was the name of the episode. I guess somehow maybe when we create our posts, we have to also often we edit what the tweet says, so we must have edited that and then not fixed it.
Yeah.
We changed the title. Hopefully it's not that on anything else.
I don't think so.
Have to go look.
I don't think it is. Although
it's Facebook. Oh, shit.
We've been wrong before. So it's
a few times.
It's very likely that it's incorrect, but who knows? If you like our banter, you like us talking about Star Wars and all the other geeky things in the universe, please subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. It's how we get noticed and get more popular. Also, please subscribe to us on our home. We are sponsored by Audio Boom, and you can always subscribe to us on Stitcher Radio if you're on Android devices. Follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. We are on the Twitter. We are on the Facebook. That's it.
That's all we're at.
That's all we're at. You can also support us on Patreon. You can give as little as $1 an episode. That's $4 a month to help pay for some overhead and to help send us to a fucking con. That's all right. We're going there in 6 months. We're flying out Kevin. We're flying out Ryan. And we're going to have a booth. We're going to sell, or not sell, we're going to raffle off some cool gear. More info to come on that on our website. But yeah, all that good stuff.
Also, you get fun content like this impromptu radio show that we did like 5 minutes ago, which is why we were so late.
Yep. It's funny.
It was funny.
Oh man, how did you guys like my? I don't want to spoil it too much for our listeners. But how was that? I mean, how was that alien voice? Could you understand what I was saying?
That was good.
Yeah. It was really good. You actually, I was surprised, Doug, because you brought some new characters out.
Nice. Yes. You know? And then a returning one.
Yeah. then you knocked it out of the park. I was like, man, this guy's fucking hitting triples. And then you just
wasn't expecting that.
You went for the home run.
Nice. So, those who are our Patreon members will get to hear this, and it's gonna be good stuff.
Yeah, that's another thing about Patreon. We do post some exclusive content. Not as much as we'd like, and we still have not committed to changing up our pricing tiers, which we will finalize this week and put into motion. But we got some really exciting things that we're going to bring your way if you're a supporter, if you like to hear new content and stuff like that and see some behind-the-scenes stuff. Please help us out on Patreon. We need it.
There's a link. If you're on the stream, there's a link down below.
Yeah, because if we don't get the money, we won't make it to the next episode.
If you're not watching the stream right now, all you got to do is just push little things on your monitor. You may not know that you have a touchscreen monitor, but you do.
Yeah, all monitors are touchscreen. So,
just disclaimer: we will not pay for any broken monitors if you push too hard.
Oh, Jesus!
And please use your finger, not your penis.
What?
I'm not going to disclaimer that. That's up to the listener's discretion right there.
It is, but it could get messy.
It depends on how much they like our podcast, which it won't be very much.
Well, I've seen some white screens.
Well.
That used to be black.
This is going in a direction.
Okay, so
you know what I'm saying.
So we're doing a thing. Holy shit, guys! So we're on week. We just finished week three. We just finished watching the Santa Claus. That was it. The Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus.
Oh shit! Technically, it's Ryan's week to pick a movie.
It is. Ryan, please hit us up in the chat. Let us know what you would like us to watch this week. We're throwing in Ryan because he's an avid listener of the show. He supports us, and we're gonna give him the last week. It's hashtag X. Hold on.
Nope.
I got this. Let me redo it.
You're gonna get it, and then it's gonna be over.
I know. Hashtag 8-bit Xmas. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook on that and stuff, and watch along with us. Tell us what you think of the movies. Watch some classics. This week we did watch The Santa Claus, and a classic
starring Antonio Banderas.
No, I mean that's one of the scenes. Like, you watched the movie, didn't you, this time?
Oh shit! Did you?
I mean, I've seen the movie.
Oh, you God. Motherfucker!
I'm kidding. I watched it yesterday.
Shit! I love fucking Tim Allen, man. No, I mean, I don't love him. I don't love fucking him. I love him.
I love fucking Tim Allen.
Wow. He's like,
He did do that in the movie. It was really funny. We'll talk about that. You can check out our review for that. It should be coming out pretty soon. Probably by the time that you've listened to this episode, the reviews are out.
Did someone let gas? What's going on over there? Kevin?
No.
Kevin?
Kev?
No.
What? Did Debbie let gas?
Did your wife just fart in a microphone?
Did she stand up and just let one rip?
No. Oh, that was awesome.
It sounded like a very tight.
Well,
butt.
Since we're on camera, I think you'd know.
What?
I said, since we're on camera, I think you would know.
Anywho, did Ryan write back yet?
He said, "I'm torn between Jingle All the Way and Ernest Saves Christmas."
All right. Well, we're gonna have to move on. Come on, pick one. Pick one, you guys. Pick them for him. We gotta go. We gotta move on.
I would say Jingle All the Way. I mean, obviously, I'm biased in this.
All right, that's two for Jingle All the Way. Doug, what's your vote?
I would actually say Ernest Saves Christmas because I haven't seen that movie in probably 20 years.
We're going Ernest Saves Christmas. Done deal.
Fuck your
shit. You can watch Jingle All the Way anyways.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll
come on.
Watch your Jingle All the Way.
I'm not a pervert. I just wanted the Turbo Man doll for my son.
But
speaking of perverts,
there you go. There's another Ernest Day's Christmas in the chat from That Is Nino. So boom,
there you go, boom.
Done deal. All right, speaking of perverts.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
And since this is a Star Wars week, all of our misconnections are themed with Star Wars.
Yay! Oh, sweet gibbly giblet.
Jesus Christ,
shit,
it took you
early.
It took you 10 fucking minutes to say, yeah, guys, get excited. All right, so we got the first one with Sean Pennis. Take it away, buddy.
All right, my misconnection this week took place in Pflugerville. That is in Texas.
That's not real.
That's totally
a place in Texas.
Spell with a P.
Yeah, it's called Pflugerville.
Pflugerville. 10 p.m. Star Wars Sunday night mail for women. To the women for whom I held the door open as we exited the building. I couldn't help but wonder about the kind of person that shows up to the evening's latest viewing of a movie such as this, alone. The timing was poor to coerce others into attending so late in the evening. Of course, Monday morning was only a few hours away, and work will befall all of us too soon. Still, we made the choice. Sleepy Monday morning be damned. I must say I enjoyed the movie for what it was. Did you? If you enjoyed Star Wars alone, and I enjoyed Star Wars alone, maybe we might be able to enjoy the movie together.
Ooh.
Hashtag Star Wars and chill. You have long dark hair, wore a black coat, I think. Maybe about 5'6", sat about a third of the way up the seats. As I first saw you when we were exiting, you were walking a couple people behind me.
Wow.
And you angled left in the mostly empty parking lot toward your blue car.
Jesus Christ, follow her much?
I then followed you. You went 6 blocks east and then you took right. Just kidding. Let me know if you can remember what I look like and the direction you drove away.
Jesus Christ.
For personal verification.
Damn, Sean.
It's just in case, I am not a disciple of the dark side, unless you want me to be.
Oh.
Yours truly, Lord Sith Penis.
Oh man.
Well, guess who showed up to watch a movie this weekend called Star Wars?
Oh no.
What do you say? Oh no.
I can only assume it's Mr. Marky Mark.
Hey everybody, what's going on?
Hey Marky.
Let me tell you something, okay? I'm surprised they didn't call me to be this guy, okay? I could be Finn. I'm fit like Finn, okay? I wear jackets. Okay. So
didn't
on Friday.
Did a movie come out this weekend?
What's that?
Didn't you just have a movie come out?
Yeah, it's called Star Wars, okay?
But it's Mark Wahlberg, so it's Star Wars.
Anyway.
It calls like Mr. Right or some shit.
No, okay. It's called Daddy Do-Over.
Oh, Daddy's Home.
Whatever the fuck it is, okay?
That sounds like a porno.
Friday, 11:50. Right. Matinee of Star Wars, okay? Because I didn't have time to go see it anywhere else. I think the place is called Imagine Rochester. I'm from Boston, so I can't pronounce that. I'm 32. We sat next to each other during a Friday 11:50 matinee of The Force Awakens at the Imagine Rochester. I thought you were really cute, okay? Had a wonderful laugh, ha ha ha. But my mind went blank. I couldn't break the ice. It's probably because I was just got done working out. Clouds my mind. I wish I could have thought of something clever to say, but all I could think about is my movie coming out. Anyway, go see it, okay? On the off chance that you read this, tell me what kind of footwear you were wearing. I love sneakers. Tell me the row and seat number, okay? That you were sitting in. Like to see you again. Marky Mark out.
I like how you're doing shoulder thrusts while you're talking.
My question is that, like, okay, if you know the seat and row number, why ask them what footwear they were wearing?
There was a lot of people in there, okay?
That is like creepy as shit. That's almost as creepy as the one that Sean read.
Hey, I love footwear, okay?
I kind of wish you had read the typo the way it was. I wish I would have thought of something cleaver.
Hey. Oh yeah, I didn't notice that. Damn it.
Clever. Sorry.
All right, Kevin, we've saved you from Walmart.
Yeah,
but I want it to be read in that voice.
But yeah, you got it. Can you read it as your slick back Johnny Brop, whatever the hell name he is?
You talking about a pimp named Slickback?
Oh shit! Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. This one is Star Wars Majestic, 9 p.m. Friday, mail for bitches. This was at the Meridian. My age is 40 years young, but don't ask me, I will slap the taste out your mouth. You sat in the front row with me. You were with presumably your hubby, I didn't give a fuck about him, and two children all to your left. I noticed when you got up to get popcorn, long dark hair, great smile, hot figure, if you know what I mean. Chest that could stop a speeding bullet, and trust me, I'd be the one to fire it, baby. It was super lol. That means I laughed out loud, motherfucker. I don't know how to describe what you were wearing over your shirt. It was kind of crocheted, crotcheted, if you will. Anyway, when you came back into the theater, you were looking and smiling up at your man, but I was staring and smiling right back. Damn, you look good. I spent a lot of time over the next couple of hours looking down at you. I could see down your cleavage line, and it made it very hard, girl. Whew. To concentrate on the movie, that is. Your man's hand rested on your leg for a little while. You laid your head on his shoulder. You even kissed some during the flick. Them kids got a show. I loved watching it, and it was worth the price of admission. Let's just say, my Skywalker was walking. If you see this and want to respond, whether it is to chat, have some fun, or even get the three of us together, all about you, not interested in guys, laughing out loud like I said. Respond with a pic or mention something that only somebody at that show would know. If you tell me any Star Wars spoilers, though, I will get the baby powder.
Get the baby powder?
Truly yours. A pimp named Slickback.
I love Slickback. By the way, anybody listening and watching for the first time, those are real. We get those off of Craigslist, and they are misconnections. We read them. We don't alter them in any way, which is kind of crazy.
We do alter them a little bit.
Well, not in any way. At all.
For the most part, what we do is that we read them, and if there's something that we think would be funny, we just throw it in there.
Yeah. We ad-lib maybe once every 4 weeks.
We try to include the best grammatical errors in them as well.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Or apparently, as Pitney Slipback, he would like to over-explain everything. There are some additions in that.
There's some things you gotta explain to bitches.
It was super low, which means I was laughing out loud.
Maki Mock appreciates that, okay? I don't know what lol is.
That's right, Maki.
Hey, you want to hang out sometime?
No. No, Maki, I don't swing that way, lol.
No. We can play some basketball? What kind of sneakers you got on?
Baby, I am 4'9". I don't know. I could wear some pumps. I don't bow.
I love sneakers. I'll go buy it some. You want some sneakers?
Are we dating?
No, we're just friends, okay?
This is insane. Oh. You need to find Jesus.
Did you guys go see any movies this weekend? You watch anything?
Nope. Didn't see shit.
You guys didn't see anything?
I didn't see any movies. I saw an epic story.
So yeah. you went and saw a play?
Yes.
All right, everybody knows that we went to go see Star Wars The Force Awakens. It made $247 fucking million dollars at the box office. It blew every single record out of the water. yeah. ever.
That's just domestic. That's just here in the United States.
Yeah, that's
America.
In the. Double
that, actually, globally. It's over 500 million already. 584, yep. I believe.
Jesus what, already? Christ. Jesus Christ. It was 517 as of yesterday, so yeah. afternoon. So
it's getting a sequel.
Yeah. They're saying that, I don't know, some critics, and take it with a grain of salt, they're saying that it has no chance of beating Titanic or Avatar because of the fact that it is a niche movie and it has a select crowd and it will not have the staying power of
what?
Those two films. Yes, this was actually an article
hold
that
on,
I
hold
read.
On. But Avatar isn't a fucking niche film. I saw that one once and went, cool, I'm done. I've already seen Star Wars twice, and I know a lot of other people have. This is bullshit, especially with the fact that fucking Christmas is coming up, and people are going to be off work, and people go to the movies at Christmas. Dude, I would not be surprised if this movie makes more money this next weekend than fucking it already did. And then fucking any other movie, fuck them. God damn it.
Hey, Doug, what?
Yeah.
You saw it twice?
I went and saw it this morning.
Jeremy, aw, poor Jeremy.
I saw it twice, too. Yeah. Did you go by yourself this morning, or?
I went with some coworkers.
Huh. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I still have to see it twice.
He's mad because he asked me to go with him yesterday, but I couldn't go yesterday.
That's cool.
He was too busy looking at transsexual orchestras or something.
Yep. Listen, man, 2015, that gender is a big, big topic.
You do
so.
What you got to do. If you're going to play any kind of instrument, you can do that.
You have to be trans in order to be in the band.
When's that's the rule. Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, they're cold too. Yeah,
I was just about to go there. You beat me to it. Fuck.
Oh my God.
Let's see. Alvin and the Chipmunks made $14 million and Sisters made $13 million. So not bad against the juggernaut.
Yeah, that, honest to God, the fact that both those made anything, like, it's really surprising. And for them to make 14 and 13, that's kind of standard movie weekend numbers.
Yeah.
That's not bad. They should be happy with what they made, especially since I guarantee you Sisters, no way Sisters' budget was over, was much more than what that probably literally
like
made.
Like $2 million.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's just, the most you're paying is for actors.
Yeah, they just stand around and talk. I mean, what the fuck they do?
I find it funny that The Hunger Games has been out for 5 weeks and it's grossed 254. Mm-hmm. Star Wars has been out 3 days and it's grossed 247.
The budget for Sisters was $30 million.
Get out of here. Where the fuck did that money go?
To John Cena?
John Cena, yeah, I was about to say.
Oh, was he in that movie?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh. Now, there's a lot of big name people in this movie. You know, and I'm sure Amy Poehler and Tina Fey probably are like,
and get we'll paid. Take that money, yeah, please. Thank you. Yeah.
But still, though, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. They'll make that money up, and even if they don't in the box office, they'll make it up in DVD and streaming sales. So.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They're fine. Yeah. But Alvin the Chipmunks, how much? I put about, what, 75 mil on that for
you
the
think
budget?
That, really? All right, let's see. Let's see.
Because all the CG work they had to do.
The budget was... Doesn't say. Never mind.
Doesn't say it.
Doesn't say it.
$30,000.
Justin Timberlake took all that.
Was he
Justin
in it?
Timberlake was in it?
He's the voice of Alvin.
Wow.
He's been the voice of Alvin. Oh no, Justin Long took over.
Yeah.
They're like, just get one of those Justins.
Holy shit. Yeah, Justin Long took over the voice of him.
I don't know if Justin Timberlake ever did.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I know Jesse McCartney was in them, but I don't think he was.
You're thinking of Yogi.
No. No.
Yeah.
No. Am I?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No, you're right.
The original one.
It has
was
Justin
Long. It was always Justin Long.
Well, fuck me sideways.
Yeah. The what's his name? Justin Timberlake played Boo Boo, and
that's right. My bad. Listen, animation, you know, when I talk to these voiceover actors, let's move on. Okay, so, all right, so we will not ruin this for you. This could be a spoiler, so this is all I will say.
Shit. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, seriously, just real quick. This could be a spoiler. If you haven't seen Star Wars, stop listening for a second. If you have...
Well, no, I'm going to say this in
care,
a way...
We'll just keep talking about
I'm going to say this in a way that doesn't spoil anything about the movie. It's just people who are in the movie. And you and they're just small... It's a small role. You won't even... If you watch the movie, you won't even know they're there. But now maybe you would. Okay, so Ewan McGregor, Alec Guinness, and Frank Oz all reprise their roles... in The Force Awakens. So yeah, Obi-Wan Kenobi and Yoda are in the film to some degree. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. Did you also see some of the other people? I think we may have talked about this in the review, like that Daniel Craig was also in it.
We went through that whole list, and then I finally ended the show because I was like, we're not reading the whole IMDb. Let's move on.
Because there's a bunch of people, I'm sure they were like clamoring to get on the cast.
Oh, yeah, everybody was just like, oh, can we please have it? Okay, so anybody who listens to this show and doesn't listen to our reviews, let's go ahead real quick and we'll run down our initial thoughts of the film without giving any spoilers away. Once again, tune in to our review of Star Wars on our website if you want to know that. But we'll go around real quick. Doug, what'd you think of the film? No spoilers.
Shit. Way to put me on the spot, man. Don't give anything away. I loved it. It was great. I understand that some people don't like it as much because they're just like, oh, we've already seen this movie in the other movies, but fuck it. It was awesome. It was a great reintroduction to the universe again. Mm-hmm. And like we've said, the very first line of the movie sets everything up. Like it literally is like, this is going to make everything right. It's perfect. It's great. It's poignant. Loved it. Great. 5 out of 7. Beat you to it, Kev.
Perfect score.
Kevin, what'd you think?
I agree with Doug. It was a great movie. It was very nostalgic. For people who've probably never seen Star Wars going into it, I would say there's probably not as much into it, but I mean, still, it sets up for a fantastic trilogy, like a new trilogy. Great action, great pacing, just good story. I mean, it was all together. It was a well put together movie. And I will spoil this with J.J. Abrams. There's no lens flare.
Oh, there you go.
Thank God.
Well, there is a little bit of lens flare.
And I don't think so.
Yeah. I just saw this morning.
Oh, yeah. Either way, I mean, it's a fantastic movie.
It's very minimal. Like
J.J. Abrams knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. The only part that stands out is at the very, very beginning. There's a blaster bolt, and there was a nasty flare on it. But it's like it fits what's happening. It's
right. Let's see. I loved it. I've seen it twice already, and the second time through was even more emotional somehow. Like I cried this time around at a couple parts. And
first time.
There's one scene where the crowd went fucking nuts, and it really, like, my emotions, my hair stood up on my arms. This movie is fantastic. It is a great reintroduction to the Star Wars universe for everybody. Even my wife loved it, and she hasn't even seen the other Star Wars films. And so she was like, I said, do you want to watch the other films now? She goes, fuck yeah. And so definitely not the prequels, but
we don't talk about those.
We all three of us loved it. If you have not seen it, give it a chance. You will love it. So, in what the fuck news, Paramount has announced that they are planning a shared universe, because everybody needs one now, with Hasbro for G.I. Joe, Mask, and ROM.
What?
That's
weird.
Why?
What I want to know is why Mask? That's really strange. That's a very obscure title.
And if you don't know what Mask is, it stands for Mobile Armored Strike Command, with a K.
With a K, yeah.
And so... It's very strange. I mean, I guess that everybody wants... Paramount really doesn't have a Star Wars. They don't have a Marvel. They don't have a DC. So they have G.I. Joe. Mm-hmm. And so I guess pull the other Hasbro properties in so that the way they can create their own shared universe. I don't know. Yeah. It seems like, you know, most of these companies have a very big money-making machine now in these shared universes. Yeah. And so every CEO is looking and saying, we could make a guaranteed 200 to 300 million in a fucking movie off of these. So let's put something together and let's just fucking throw it at a wall and see if it sticks. Now, if these obscure properties do something, that is yet to be seen.
Yeah. In chat, Karma Energy saying all G.I. Joe movies have been garbage. And I wholeheartedly agree. Also, mm-hmm. and it's funny, didn't they, was the first or the second one where they delayed it like 6 months or maybe even further, like a year from when they originally showed the preview because it was so bad?
Yeah, I don't even remember those films. All I remember is that I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt Cobra Commander?
I don't fucking know.
Hold on, I gotta look that up.
Just The Rock showed up all of a sudden with like fucking, he's like, hey, I'm Joe now or something. I don't know. It was weird.
I never saw any of them, so I have no opinion, but I'm sure they're dog shit. They look like it.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt was Cobra Commander in the first film, but I don't think the second one.
Not a bad idea to jump off that ship.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. But Channing Tatum was in both as Duke.
That was why, because Channing Tatum was supposed to get killed at the beginning of like two, and then Magic Mike was a success, and so they're like, maybe we should keep Channing Tatum around a little bit longer. So they like pulled the movie preview and went back to the drawing board and like basically reshot probably 3/4 of the film.
Yeah, so fucking strange. There wasn't much movie news going on this week because of the fact that Star Wars was out and like everything was Star Wars. Every piece of news was Star Wars. Yeah. And I'm sure we filled up enough podcast time with Star Wars over the last month. So
Impossible.
So we'll move on to some gaming news now. And they're
sorry, Doug.
Yeah, fuck, Doug, man. Okay, so
I see that Battlefront was two X, whatever you want
to
call it.
Yeah, and I tried to do it on the PC, and I couldn't find a fucking match.
Dude, no. You got to get PS4, man. I was full matches the whole time.
Man, yeah, man, so I played the day, and I was full matches. And like, I played a little bit yesterday, and was like, oh shit, look at me getting this XP. I gotta go do stuff. I gotta go leave.
Oh, I gotta go to watch this other movie of Star Wars, and then I have to work.
I have to go watch.
Yes, Kevin.
Put it on the card.
Put it on the card.
I'm not putting it on the card. Tomorrow starts.
That's also weird because I know my buddy Ed's been playing on PC a lot, and he is always in matches.
Yeah, so. No. Now, if you go to the large scale and matches, they're full. But I like Team Deathmatch, and I like Drop Zone. And so those two I found very difficult to find a match in. Maybe, and you know, my NAT is open, so it's not like I have a connection issue. I don't know what was going on. Maybe I'll try again after the show is done, just to get in my Star Wars fix. But
we should
tomorrow,
play Republic is what we should do.
Fuck yeah, man! I'm paying $15 a month. I need to play some Star Wars.
God damn right.
And let's see. Tomorrow starts the Steam sales according to PayPal.
It begins.
By the time you listen to this, Steam sales will have begun. I will be picking up a lot of Christmas gifts tomorrow.
Ooh, Santa Jeremy. All right.
Santa Jeremy. Buying
your
all
wish
the
list
Steam
there.
Games. Yeah, Santa Jeremy. Gonna leave them under your bed.
Oh, no. What? I don't want Santa Jeremy nowhere near my bed.
Speaking of Steam, there is a lawsuit over in Europe that's demanding the right to resell Steam games. So there is a French consumer group called something in French. They are suing Valve to demand resales of Steam games. Its policy violates the European Union's right to resell legally purchased software. And so as proof, they point to 2012's Oracle case where a judge rules that there was no difference between reselling a disc-based copy or downloaded equivalents.
Nice.
And so if this wins, if the French win on this one, I hope that it comes to America too, because I would love to resell or trade in my digital games.
I would take credit, right? Even if it's half credit for whatever I paid, or even a quarter credit, I would take.
Even if they fucked me like GameStop does and gave me $10 to $12 for my brand new game I just spent $60 on, I'd gladly take it.
Right? Instead of just chopping up to a loss.
Yeah, I'd just be like, thank you. I have over 300 games in my library. I'm not doing anything with them. Like, fucking credit me something, you know? So that's something I'd like to see happen. We'll see. We'll keep you updated, folks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lawsuits going on.
This one's people, hilarious.
Hey, tis the season to sue.
Fuck yeah. There's Bethesda is being sued now over a man's addiction to Fallout 4.
Yeah, that guy can suck a dick. Move on.
In Russia, yeah. He's suing for about $7,000 for failing to warn that Fallout 4 would become so addictive, and the man went on a three-week gaming marathon and basically cost him his health, job, and wife.
You know what, though? Here's the problem, right? That all this dude just had an addictive personality, and since he just gets addicted to something. If it wasn't fucking Fallout 4, it was going to be coke, right? It was just going to be cocaine. Like, mm-hmm. You know what? He may have lost his job and his wife, but at least he's still goddamn alive.
At least he still has Fallout 4.
Well, yeah, right?
So there you go.
That's an upside. He could spend all of his hours in-game. It's too bad that they don't have relationships in Fallout 4.
They do.
Can you fuck?
Can you fuck? Probably. I mean,
it's
know.
A legitimate question.
Right. I think you can. I think you can actually get into relationships with people in there.
There you go.
You just got to build up their storylines like Mass Effect or Dragon Age or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I fuck so or much in Mass Effect, by the way.
Or real life. You have to build relationships in real life? What?
Okay, so this brings up a good question, which my mind goes to, obviously, but what is your best sex scene in a video game? Like, what was your best time having sex in a game?
What? What a weird question.
I know, but there's Mass Effect, there's Dragon Age, there's The Witcher, and then, of course, don't forget Saints Row 4, and then don't forget Hot Coffee in Grand Theft Auto.
I wouldn't really call Hot Coffee, because that was a hidden one that rarely, none of us unlocked.
But what's your favorite scene that you got it on, and you just went, my penis just moved a little bit.
I would say the only one I've actually taken serious, or at least not, I wouldn't say get into, because that's fucking weird. Yeah. But the only one I didn't laugh my ass off at, there you go, how about that, was Heavy Rain.
Oh.
And Heavy Rain was very interactive with it, too. They're like, you know, you have to, like, push the control right to slip off her bra, you know, and just stuff like
what?
That.
What? So,
yeah. Heavy Rain, look at Heavy Rain's love scene. I don't know if it'll be on YouTube because there's nudity in it, but there's a love scene between two of the characters in Heavy Rain, and it's like a legit love scene. And you actually control movements in it, you know, like...
Tell me more about it. Tell me more.
So, I mean, other than that, every other one of his kind of been a joke. I'd say Mass Effect. On accident. And I call this accident. And...
Because you just accidentally jacked off afterwards.
No, that was no accident. In Mass Effect 3, I had my file from Mass Effect 1 through 3, and I was always with Liara to Sony. Mm-hmm. Like, that was my relationship. And
with
then
that blue bitch?
Yeah. And then, like, in 3, for some stupid reason, this is back when you can use the Kinect to, like, complete dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking with Caden Alenko, which is a dude character. And he said, I don't want to be alone in the galaxy. And I laughed, and it chose automatically the response that said, I don't want to be alone either. And immediately, like, broke off all ties with Liara. And then all of a sudden, I'm in a relationship with fucking Caden Alenko. It was awful. I told Debbie about that. She's like, ha ha.
Ha, that's what you get.
I wanted to skip the love scene. She's like, don't skip it. And... it was like the love scene was weird because it was two dudes making out, which is fine, you know, whatever. But they were both in their boxers and they were both like rubbing socks or like rubbing ankles. It was really weird.
Well, hello.
Poorly designed homosexual love scenes. Hmm.
I heard that The Witcher 3 has some really...
That game fucking starts. Witcher 3 starts off and it's just ass.
Yeah, I heard Witcher 3 has some really detailed love scenes.
Yeah, I have not seen... I haven't gotten too far.
I can't wait to fuck in that game.
You get to bang on a unicorn.
Yes. Doug, have you had or have you gotten into or attached or remember any sex scenes in a video game?
Well, I mean, there's a bunch, right? I mean, the romanceable games where you try to, like, take someone home. So there's, like, you know, Fable and all that shit. Those are always the funniest, I think, because it goes to the black screen and then you hear, like, oh, chicken chaser.
Oh,
fucking hilarious. I think one of my favorite ones, though, because, you know, worked really hard at it to get that bitch in bed, was Mass Effect 2 and that chick that was played by that chick that was on that show, Chuck.
Yeah, that chick.
Oh, yeah, Miranda.
Yeah, Miranda.
Oh, Miranda.
Because her booty was fly, right?
It was amazing.
It was a great CG ass, man. It was like,
yeah,
bitch, I know your ass isn't that good looking in real life, because that's ridiculous. That's redonk.
I miss.
Well, she was made. Her character was made as supposed to be the perfect woman. So. Uh huh.
She was the perfect woman.
It was hot.
I gotta agree with you. That was the one that I really got into. Uh-huh. And that one I actually was like, because, okay, Mass Effect, I will tell you this right now, Mass Effect is one of my all-time favorite game series ever, and
yes.
I got emotionally attached to all those games because I just fell in love with the story. I love the characters, and it's just amazing. So yes, I was invested when I can get Miranda in bed, and I was like, I love you.
I don't know.
And so
we just sent us a link in chat. I'm afraid to look at it.
Oh no, no, it's
what? Listen, if there was ever a Playboy for video games, Miranda would be my centerfold.
Yeah, see, it's Miranda.
That's
yeah,
a whole nother conversation.
All right, so moving on, Rocket League has made near $50 million so far.
Awesome. They which deserve is awesome. Every single penny for that mm-hmm. game. It is so good.
And it only cost $2 million to make.
There you go. Good
and they've made $50 million. It's just, and it isn't even released yet on Xbox, which it is coming soon. And so pretty dope. You guys, I mean, I don't know if any of our listeners play it, but they should be. I have about 65 hours in it now or something like that. Oh, which yeah. is crazy. Like I've never spent so much time in a video game. But it's a blast. I love playing with you guys. We get drunk and play it.
Mm-hmm.
And we play it with
when
our...
We started recording the show, I got a... Karma sent me a an invite. I was like, we're recording a show.
Yeah.
And it was in the chat.
Yeah. Oh, it was... Oh, Rocket League's awesome. And this is proof positive that you can make an amazing game and keep people into it by not charging them for extra tracks or anything like that. Yeah. It's like, if you want extra aesthetic stuff, hey man, it's there.
It's like $250, $350, and you can make a ton of money off of it.
Yeah, yeah. I bought it off of principle just right. because, like, I mean, it was worth it. And you get so much free, you get more free stuff than you have to pay for.
Right.
And basically, look at Witcher 3. Witcher 3 did the same thing, and game of the year.
Yeah. And so there is some news that the Knight Rider kit is going to be on the way.
Oh, I'm instant purchase
for me as well. Especially, I mean, if you, I hope that you get the music when you hit the blast. And so, yeah, everybody should be playing that.
Yes.
There's some other big news going on in the gaming world, and Kojima Productions has been announced. Last week we talked about it. There was some rumors that he finally left the piece of shit company called Konami.
Yeah.
And he started his own company now and partnered with Sony.
Good.
Yeah. So it will be his first game will be a console exclusive, and they announced that it will be coming to PC as well. And it will only be a timed exclusive. Xbox will get it, but Sony will get it first, as well as the PC. And this is going to be great. Fine. I cannot wait to play his first game in 14 years.
That's, yeah. Wait, his first game? What?
Generally, he takes a long time with his games.
Oh. I was like, you know Metal Gear just came out, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, hold, wait. You haven't been paying attention to the news we've been talking about like the past like month, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that he just takes a long time to make a game. So they're and saying it's that it's going to come out on the PS4, but I'm like, man, it might be a launch title for PS5.
I think he'll be fine. He's got a lot. I mean, like, the basically Kojima's staff is amazing. I wonder how many people he brought over from his original, like, Kojima Productions. From what I'm hearing, too, is he basically wants to still make something with Guillermo del Toro. So that is fantastic. I would love for them to make the ultimate fuck you Konami game and just make it exactly like Silent Hill and just call it something different. Like, go through with that idea, you know, except just give it a different name.
Yeah, but Del Toro also said that he's done making video games, like, because he's been fucked over so many times.
It's Kojima. Kojima, if anyone can get him to come back, it's Kojima.
This reminds me of South Park, that episode where Cartman tries to get the iPad, and he's like, I like to be one and done before I get fucked in the ass.
Yeah. That's really what it comes down to. Somebody else left Konami today too. Let me see.
Konami left Konami.
Yeah, no shit.
The name.
Like, it was just like the name. The name was like, fuck, no, I'm not.
He's done. Like, yeah, I'm fucking out, bro. I want to see a comic made of that. Just the fucking name just piecing out from the building.
Yep, just not done. Can it do that?
Hey guys, listen, man. This is gonna be tough for me to get work in the future, so I gotta go.
No one wants to touch me with a 10-foot pole, so I'm just gonna peace out.
And then you see him as a fucking homeless man on the street, taking change.
This is better. This is still better.
Oh shit, that'd be funny.
God, I can't find it. But somebody left Konami today as well, and it's like another big developer. It's like, why the fuck not? Obviously, you should see this coming. Konami is going to lose everything.
Oh, they will. Let's see. There is a huge, huge, huge news that Ryan will absolutely love. He loved it probably when it happened. But there are two main, if you're not a PC gamer, there are two main card makers for video cards. And yes, you do have video cards in your consoles if you only play console. And you most likely have an AMD chip in there. But it looks like AMD is going open source. Their graphics... okay. Their graphics API is going open source. Essentially... Okay, so NVIDIA works closely with developers with their GameWorks software and their toolkit. Things like PhysicsX and HairWorks, which gave, you know, Gerald his wonderful luscious hair flowing in the wind on the PC.
Isn't it pronounced like Geralt or some shit?
Is it? I thought it was Gerald, isn't it?
Geralt.
I like Gerald.
It's what it looks like, right? But I remember playing the game, and in my head always been like, oh, it's... Exactly, Geralt or whatever, and he was like Geralt, and I was like,
"He's fucking
who? Me,
me." I'm like, "Geralt's he's back, fucking tending to the sheep, man. I'm Geralt. Come on, I'm a manlier name than that." So AMD is going open source with their APIs, which will result in hopefully better performance out of the AMD drivers, because they're gonna. Each company is able to build upon the APIs, create their own, GPU shit, I guess. I don't know. Ryan would be able to explain it better, but it'll help in the future, hopefully. But the only problem is that since NVIDIA works very closely with the developers and actually helps develop certain features and functions of the game, it could help. It could hurt AMD even more, because now AMD is just like, well, here's all of our shit. We'll leave it up to you. As to where NVIDIA is like, well, yeah, come on over. We'll be neighbors and I'll give you some tea and we'll make his hair look wonderful. That's essentially how I think the meetings go. I don't know about you guys, but.
No.
No?
I don't know. Right.
You don't know shit.
I don't know shit.
Anyways, anything else that we need to talk about, guys?
When are we going to start talking about our... we're going to do this very soon for all you listeners. We're going to conduct our little game of the years. You know, our
that's
top
on
five.
Our next. That's on our next episode.
That's next week's episode. It's our last show of the year.
Last show of the year.
Episode 150.
Episode 150 is approaching next week. We're trying
Holy
to get a...
shit.
And we're trying to get a special guest on.
What?
We're trying... Doug X surprised.
Oh yeah, that total. No, this is a surprise to me too. I am surprised. That's super secret guest. That's awesome.
We're trying to get pretty much Hideo
Kojima.
Kevin
Smith. We're trying to get Alice on from Double Shot.
That'd be cool.
And so she is from the UK. She has a wonderful UK accent, and she
hopefully it's a girl.
is a girl. And
in chat, Karma said that in chat.
And so she has a very beautiful UK voice, which I sometimes have a hard time talking to her because I'm just like
this on the show. She's not going to come off.
And I'm just like, I'm sorry. What'd you say again? I'm sorry. What happened? She's a gamer. She loves top lists, and so she's gonna.
Wait, she loves what?
Top lists.
Top lists. That's what I said.
Top just five.
Had to clarify
lists.
That for Doug.
Jesus.
What? Why? What did I say? Did I say top lists? I
mean,
what?
You said topless. Top
she loves list. Top
loves
lists.
Topless.
So tune into the stream next week if you're looking to see a topless girl go over her top five favorite films.
Gosh, I gotta get topless too.
Are we gonna have to change our recording time?
Yes. We may have to, and we may not be able to stream it. I am sorry. Because she's over in the UK. Because right now it's like fucking.
It's 4 a.m.
Yeah, like 4 a.m. She ain't gonna do that shit.
I know. We can still do it earlier.
Yeah.
We can still stream it. It just may not be.
It may be early. It's difficult because if I say we because it's like if we do it 2 p.m. her time, it's 8 a.m. our time. If we do it on a Sunday, Doug's not going to be awake.
True.
He doesn't wake up. Even with a child, he doesn't wake up until noon on Sundays.
I was going to say, if we do it at noon on a Sunday, it'll be like 6 or 7 her time.
So maybe we could do that. We'll see. We'll figure this out. But next week will be our top 5 video games, top 5 films, and top 5 TV shows of 2015. That's right. It's very important. You know that we all got the deets.
We're also going to have our top 5 8-bit geek members.
And that's our show, everybody.
It's really surprising is that none of us made the top 5.
Yeah, it's strange. Yeah,
it's really fucking interesting.
2 years in a row.
We have we also have the top 5 hosts of 8-Bit Geek.
Top 5 Ryans.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, you literally just said that.
Said what?
Exactly.
No, you didn't say hosts. Did you say hosts?
He did.
Yes.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He said members.
Oh my god.
That's not hosts.
God damn it.
Well, listen, get technical, okay? Couldn't. Couldn't. Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Grammar.
My top 5 Ryans. Ryan Gosling. Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan. Oh, Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Good pull there.
Name another one, Kev.
Yeah, come on, Kev.
Oh, of course. You're thinking of Ryan.
Fitzpatrick. He's the quarterback for the Jets.
Are we talking about Rex Ryan?
No. has to start with a...
No, it says top 5 Ryans. Saving Private Ryan.
We've run out of show.
Yeah, this is it. This is what happens when at the end.
Yeah, this is it. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. We hope that you join us next week for an exciting show. As always, we are the 8-Bit Geek. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Kevin has a foot fetish.